This is Chloe and Bella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a teacher from an elite Gold Coast secondary private school has been fired after allegedly creating explicit AI-generated images of students and staff. A letter sent to parents of AB Patterson College on Thursday afternoon said the college found the AI-generated explicit content on the staff member's college digital account. Principal of the school, Joanne Shee, said that the school acted immediately and decidedly with the matter, being reported to Queensland Police as soon as it was identified. Ms. Sheehy makes it clear that the safety and well-being of the school community is their highest priority.
And a coroner's report following the horrific helicopter accident that occurred outside Gold Coast theme park SeaWorld at the end of 2023 revealed the concerning state of the pilot. SeaWorld helicopter pilot Ashley Jenkinson, along with three of his passengers, were killed when his aircraft struck another chopper just beyond the theme park. Witnesses at the coronial inquest testified that they saw Jenkinson snorting cocaine and drinking excessively 2 days prior to the fatal accident at a New Year's Eve party, along with concerning statements regarding Jenkinson's mental state spanning months before the incident. The inquest is ongoing and due to conclude with the family statements on Friday.
And in national news, a global shortage of respiratory medication is expected to hit Australians lasting until 2028 at the earliest. According to the Therapeutic Goods Administration, due to an unexpected increase in demand, Ventolin nebules are severely short supply. This winter, patients amidst the 56,000 cases of influenza and over 54,000 cases of COVID-19 who seek Ventolin may be turned away at pharmacies. This will also affect 1 in 9 Australians living with asthma and over 93,000 confirmed cases of respiratory cyclical virus. In response to the shortages, Chairperson of Respiratory Medication at the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Kerry Hancock, encourages people using Ventolin to move to using a puffer and a spacer. Without a spacer, using the 3/4 of medicine never reaches your lungs where it's needed, but gets stuck in your throat and your mouth instead, says Dr. Hancock.
And tiny desert fish only found in Australia have narrowly avoided extinction in Western Queensland. Meter-high floodwaters brought large invasive mosquito fish through the Edgbaston Reserve. Rare redfin blue-eye fish would have been entirely wiped out if it weren't for local ecologists who launched an emergency response to save the native fish. The ecologists had installed a knee-high mesh perimeter designed to allow water through while keeping the invasive mosquito fish out. However, the fences were too short. Ecologists are now proposing 50-centimeter high fences, but believe a more long-term solution is yet to be found.
And in international news, recently an Indonesian court convicted 19 persons for baby trafficking, putting an end to a high-profile case but leaving both governments and adoptive parents at a loss. The members of the trafficking syndicate were found guilty of acquiring at least 34 babies to move across country lines and sell for adoption. Most of the children were bound for Singapore, with at least 12 babies being successfully sent over. Parents who were ushered through the Singaporean legal adoptive system had to be notified of the origins from which their new child came from, leading to shock and high levels of stress among new families. Moving forwards, both countries are navigating this uncharted territory as they are now treating these children as victim of trafficking, with both them and their new adoptive parents receiving protection and support.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Here, Queensland Symphony Orchestra bring your